Welcome to the Iced Tea Podcast After Show, the after show where we spill the tea about things that may or may not be figure skating. My name is Netto.
My name is Megan. And this month, our bonus episode is about things that may or may not come to be in figure skating. Because we have decided that there's enough uncertainty in the world, we're going to reach out to the fifth dimension and ask the tarot for some answers.
Messing with the fabric of reality, because that sounds like an extremely safe concept in 2020.
It can't get worse at this point.
Honestly,
right?
Truly, I mean, we're not like Ouija boarding in a bower. It could always get worse. But we are fortune telling.
We are. I'm a pretty good tarot reader, I think. I think I'm genuinely pretty good at it. And I think I genuinely sort of believe in it. But we're going to be silly today and consult the cards on what can we expect from this coming season.
Yeah, I just wanted Megan to look at some cards and tell me things about this season, because we keep being like, oh, this season, which may or may not happen, or if we get a season. And of course, why would you listen to like the World Health Organization when you can listen to a Patreon episode about tarot readings? Megan, just look at some cards and tell me what I could expect from this season.
All right. So I watch a lot of tarot YouTube, and it's always like really soft voiced girls. And they do this thing that drives me nuts where they talk so soft. And you turn the volume all the way up and you can't fucking hear them. And then they shuffle the cards in front of the mic like
horrible.
It's like, I hate it. I hate it so much. So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I have not consented to ASMR.
Yeah, I hate it so much.
It's not even a satisfying noise.
Yeah, because every tarot reader thinks it's ASMR, and it's not. Like, ASMR is really overused to me, in my opinion. And I'm not even a person who experiences that effect. I have misophonia, so I have, like, inverse ASMR, as does Netta, so...
Yeah. Did I tell you about how I fucked up my Spotify algorithm? Because
No.
I found this guy who does ambience for tabletop RPGs. So he has a lot of, like, generic, like... Oh, here's rain in the forest, but he also has like, you're in the savannah and you're sharpening your sword for the battle at dawn. So I found one which is like a fantasy like camp situation, and I listened to it before bed for weeks and weeks and weeks. But I also have insomnia, so I would listen to it for like hours. And now it's, like, my most played song of the year.
That's me with, like, my last year's most played music was, like, 100 Hoziers and then, like, White Noise.
Yeah, I have, like, White Noise to put your baby to sleep and then, like, Radio Row 2 by the cast of All Stars 2 RuPaul's Drag Race.
Hosier music is also White Noise in a different way.
So tell me about them cards.
All right, hold on, I'm just shuffling. I like to shuffle in such a way that... You just take the ones that really fly out of the pile aggressively, so you kind of have to, like, give them a second. Oh, I just got a whole bunch. Maybe too many. All right, well, I'll give you the ones that I got so far. I haven't looked at them either.
Are you doing a specific spread, or what is our
situation here? No, I don't really do specific spreads. I just kind of take which ones want to come out, and then I just, like, read them as a whole.
Hell yeah.
I also sometimes don't pay attention to reversals, depending on... okay, this is nice. Okay, so we have the star in reverse, which kind of sucks. The star upright is one of my favorite cards because it represents, like, hope and, like, serenity. And, like, it's upside down, which is kind of, like, sometimes it means the opposite. Sometimes it means, like, just kind of means, like, something's up with that. It's complicated. So I think, like... Maybe this is, like, the first thing we need to take away from the season is that we are all hopeful that it's going to happen, but it's not a serene moment for us because we're all like, is it going to happen? It's not going to be a moment of, like, peace and happiness. It's going to be, like, should they be wearing masks or should they be in the audience at all? We've already started to experience that with Russian test skates.
Yeah. Yeah, that checks out because it's, like, it would be weird if it was, like, oh, yeah, it's hopeful and great and serene because that's not... where we're at.
Right. So the next card we have is the Five of Swords in reverse, which I always kind of associate with being kind of calculating and like backstabbing and like not always working together, but it's in reverse. And so I'm hoping, because it's a picture of a dude who's like got some swords and he's kind of looking at his other friends with their backs turned like, maybe, should I? Oh, should I be bad?
Just kidding, unless.
Unless, yeah. I'm just going to hand you your sword. Unless. It's very that. So it's upside down. And so I'm hoping that to me this means like maybe, well, first of all, in a practical sense, like the Grand Prix series, for example, is not going to be as internationally competitive. And so maybe that just means we're like taking a step back from that like super competitive spirit and just doing what we can. And I also sort of hope that it means that this extremely calculating, like competition is the most important thing attitude that we typically have on a regular season might take a backseat to like, you know, working together to like fight the pandemic. That's what I hope it means. And maybe people will just unite around like being excited to make the sport happen in general.
Yeah, I think we already kind of saw that with Russian test gates, with like Ted repeatedly saying that like, oh, the Russians didn't have to share this with us, but they did because everyone needs this right now. And yeah, I think, I mean, there's something romantic about seeing sport as like a unifying experience. And I don't think we should just wait for, like, Olympic years for that, right? It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what always gets me about the Olympics. And I know that, like, there's a lot of sort of discourse around, like, all the bad things about the Olympics, too, which I totally acknowledge. Yeah. But, like, I do just, like, in a very naive kind of Pollyanna-ish way, I love the idea of, like, people coming together. It's like handshake meme, space exploration, the Olympics... stuff I cry about because the nations are working together.
Yeah, it's always like there's something exciting about I was watching the US Open, even though I do not understand tennis, because Tsvetana Pironkova, who's Bulgarian, was she made it to the quarterfinals and she was playing against Serena Williams, which was awesome. And it's, I had this weird experience because in figure skating we just see skaters like go out one after the other and do their thing to the best of their ability. But in a sport like tennis, they literally have to give a thing to each other to make the sport happen. And I was just watching them and I was like, I know they're both trying to like win versus each other, but there's something, there must be something so satisfying about playing a game with someone who's like just as good as you are at playing this one game. I don't know. It was very interesting in thinking about, like, at the end of the day, it's two people passing a ball to each other. And for some reason, we care about it, you know?
That's, like, deep as shit.
Yeah. It's been a long year.
It's been a year. Speaking of, the next card that I got is the Four of Swords, which, for those of you who don't know what that looks like, it's a person who looks like they might be dead, but they're not dead. They're just sleeping, okay? Oh, and they're lying on a bed. It's not a coffin. It's a bed. And they're having a nap and they got one sword underneath them and three up on the wall. And they're saying like, you know what? We're taking a rest. We're laying down our swords. We're hanging up our bonus swords and we're going to take a rest. It can also mean like regeneration, like recovery from things. And so this to me says like some shit's canceled. We already know this. I wonder if this also is telling us in the context of the figure skating season that we have yet to see the end of the people taking a season off or retiring.
Oh, that's my God. Oh, I don't like that, but you might be correct.
Not so much retirement because I feel like there are other cards that mean retirement more to me, but this is like sabbatical rest. And it's a good thing. It's not like, oh, I'm dying. It's okay. Like self-care, baby. Treat yourself to lying down under some swords.
You know what? I would love to lie down under some swords. I understand that.
Yeah. So I think maybe some people are going to like hang up their blades. If I made a skating tarot deck, this blades, swords, is that anything? Could be.
Yeah.
We could definitely see more people taking the season off. And I think that's kind of in the wind anyway. Like, I hate to say it, but like Keiji Tanaka was like, oh, this is my program for the 21 to 22 season. You know, things like that. I'm like, let's keep our ears to the ground for more people sitting this one out. That's what I'm gonna say.
I would respect people deciding that it's not worth, like Yuzu being like, I have asthma. I will not be doing the Grand Prix because I am keeping my lungs safe.
Yeah, well, it's like the equivalent of like when you are tired and like tomorrow you're in high school and tomorrow is a field trip to a place you don't give a shit about. Just take the day off.
Yeah. You know? Just be home. It's fine.
Just be home. The last card I got from this deck, I can take more. I have a couple other decks too, but this one I got the Magician, which is a great card. It is a person who has a candle. Actually, no, it's not a candle. It's a wand. So they have one of all of the suits. So it's a wand. I just think it looks like a candle, but it's a wand, a cup, a pentacle, and a sword. So they have all four things. They also have a lot of flowers. They have like a fierce red shawl, and they have an infinity sign over their head. That's everything there is. There's no other things. That's literally all of it in the world. And they have it all. So this is a person who has everything they need to like make shit happen. And for me, this is like what you get when you're like, it's like the first card and it's like, I am at the start of this journey and it's going to be big. I have everything I need. I'm just going to do it. And so the immediate thing I thought about this guy was, this is someone who's going to have a breakout, incredible season that we don't expect.
Do you have any guesses? Not from the cards, just from your soul.
Just from my soul, huh? Who's going to be like the person who has the season that we're like, holy shit. I don't know, because I feel like anyone I could predict, I would be basing it off of like the fact that I do expect them to have a good season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How exciting would it be at the end of this, whatever the season ends up being like, God, remember when we didn't even like know?
What if this is Jason Brown's quad?
What if this is Jason Brown's quad? I will throw a party in a socially distant, responsible manner. I will go to a park and hand out beers to my friends from 6 feet away Jason Brown lands a quad.
I just pictured you alone in a park with a mask on and like one sparkler.
I will do that. It's going to be like August on Animal Crossing, just me with a sparkler.
Oh my God, it's August in Animal Crossing, which means it's August in real life.
I'm gonna do
a thing that I've seen people do on tarot YouTube, where they're like, I want clarification on this card. I want to know more. I'm going to ask the spirits for a clarification on this magician to see if we can get a clue as to who is going to have the breakout season.
You're going to draw like the four of Jason Brown's.
Oh my God, I can't wait to draw. I'm going to draw the zero of ponytails. All right, let's see. Come on. Clarification.
Come on, cards.
Oh, I got three. I got four. That's a lot, but I'll take them because who cares? I got Page of Swords, Page of Cups, Two of Coins, and the World.
Oh, wow.
Cool. All right. So the pages typically represent girls. So it could be like the ladies' field could be full of surprises. We have the Page of Swords and the Page of Cups. I guess in the context of skating, I would take swords to be more like somebody who has like a lot of technical stuff, and then cups to be more like artistry.
Okay.
And because cups are more like feeling, mm-hmm. and swords are more like thinking. Mm-hmm. And the Page of Cups is also just, it's somebody with a silly hat and they're holding a cup and a fish pops out and the person's like, oh, you. So it's very like a surprise fish. A surprise fish. It's a surprise. That's going to be like a real surprise, that one. Going to surprise us with some artistry. And then we have somebody very like fierce and determined who's going to come out and like have this like bomb ass technical season and like bring out some jumps that we weren't sure. So it could be a couple people.
Oh, hell yeah.
A couple ladies.
Awesome. Love that.
Yeah, we have the page. No, sorry. We have the Two of Coins, which is about balance. I don't know, man. Maybe someone's gonna stop falling so much.
It's literally about balance.
Oh, somebody who falls a lot will just stop falling so much.
That's gonna be surprising for us.
No, it also has to do, coins have to do with money and health, and I wonder if maybe somebody will actually have better health and get a good balance on them. You know, maybe the quarantine will allow somebody to make things like better in their work-life balance. That would be nice for them.
Yeah, I would love
that. And
then
we have the World, which is, in the context of tarot, it means like celebration and conclusions of things. And I wonder, because it's like world and conclusions, I wonder if this is telling us something specific about worlds this year.
Is it just telling us that we're going to get worlds?
I don't know, because on the one hand, I find that so unbelievably improbable.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get there.
I don't either, but I wonder if they'll figure out something else, like, innovative or a new way to figure it out that will... Like, I wonder if the season will have a good conclusion. Maybe it'll just be, like, not what we expect.
Ooh, I like that.
Or the world will come together or something. So I guess...
Or the world will conclude.
The world will conclude, which would also not surprise me. Honestly, the world concluding feels more likely to me than the World Figure Skating Championships happening in 2021.
I am so excited for if we live to see that, like, late April doing an episode where we go back and examine our predictions from the tarot.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out my second deck, which is the Tattoo Tarot, which is, so the first one I was reading was the Rider Tarot deck, the Rider-Waite, just traditional classic tarot. And this is my Tattoo Tarot, which is, okay, interesting. I'm just pulling out some things to look at here. From this one, it has a different flavor. Different tarot decks sort of have different personalities. Mm-hmm. I've heard other readers say this as well. My Rider-Waite deck is very kind of like wholesome and cheerful, and my Tattoo Tarot is like kind of mean.
Well, it's edgy, it's tattooed.
Yeah, it's edgy, it's tattooed, it's like, yeah, it's likes drama and telling it like it is, and it's kind of cheeky. Oh, so interesting. Okay,
ask it about boys, because we got some girl news.
We did get some girl news. We should ask about some boys, and I just want to look up one thing in my little book, because I know all the Rider-Waite cards by sight, but anything with different illustrations, I'm always like, what is that? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. All right. So, this is actually very, very cool. So the first one I got was the Hermit in reverse. The Hermit typically means, like, soul-searching and introspection, but it also can very literally mean solitude and loneliness. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's reverse means that I think very clearly, like, people are coming out of quarantine.
Yeah.
And, like, they might be coming back with newfound perspective on their skills or their athletics or their themselves, even. I mean, for example, like, Mikhail Kolyada, who I think did some soul-searching by, like, getting married.
Getting married and learning the guitar.
Yeah. I think we're going to see a lot of people coming back with newfound perspective on life, which is very cool. You know what's wild, though, is, like, this is really fascinating to me because... we got the other two names or pages that we didn't get from the first deck reading. So between all of that, we have all of these pages, and pages do indicate, like, young women. So this could be ladies again. So I'm going to ask specifically about men in a second, but...
Yeah, I'm like, tell me about girls and the cards are... about boys, and the cards are like, no.
The cards are like, no. But I'm also curious because they're supposed... It's weird because they're supposed to, like, classically reference women or, like, young women, but all the illustrations are men. And, like, so... Okay, this is interesting. I'm going to take these as a group. So the way these illustrations are, the Knave of Coins and the Knave of Wands, like, irrespective of their traditional meanings, the way they came out is, like, on the right, there's this Knave of Coins who's, like, this cherubic-looking boy who's, like, in side profile looking to the right, looks very, like, hopeful and new and wide-eyed. And then on the left, we have the Knave of Wands, who's, like, this, like, sexy undercut dude, and he's got fire all around him, and he's looking very jealously, like, the particularly, like, the court card in the Wands indicates, like, jealousy a lot, and so, like, the way that, even, like, the way the cards came out, and I've, like, laid them out just sort of half-assedly, it looks like this Knave of Wands is, like, an older person that's really jealous of a newcomer.
Wow.
So that's definitely a something we could see playing out here.
Yeah.
If I had to pick skaters that I think that these two look like, I would say that the left looks like Maxime Kovtun, but he's already retired. So if I had to pick a currently competitive skater, I would say, I don't know, actually. I feel like I'll send it to you and you can tell me.
All right, let me see.
But I'm sending it to you right now, and it does feel very like an older man jealous of a younger man. Could be a woman. And the younger person is very androgynous, so it could be if we're taking the knaves as female, it could be, like, an older senior lady jealous of, like, a younger girl who's maybe, like, got a very small androgynous prepubescent frame kind of situation, which we have also seen.
You're right, though, that this is Maxim Cuff too, and it's just the slight undercut in the tattoos.
It's the undercut, the tattoos, the cheekbone.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know, when you said, like, cherubic and all of that, my first thought was Daniel Grassel for some reason.
But, like, with a neck tattoo. Maybe this is just telling us Daniel Grassel's going to get a neck tattoo. And
there you go, you heard it here first. The prediction is that Daniel Grassel is going to get a neck tattoo.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The first thing I thought of was actually the Japanese men's field with, like, all of the young juniors coming up and being so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll say also we got the Six of Wands, which is victory. It's very, like, in the Rider-Waite deck, it looks like somebody, like a knight or some... Actually, I can't say for certain this is the Rider-Waite deck, but in a lot of decks, it looks like a knight triumphantly riding home on a horse, like, oh my gosh, like, I just won this amazing battle and everyone's so stoked for me. And it also, it kind of signifies as well, not just victory and homecoming, but, like, getting your due, like, because in reverse it can mean, like, you feel like you're not getting credit for something you achieved. So upright, it's like you're getting the credit finally. So this to me, like, obviously wishful thinking, it would be like Evgenia doing really well and then getting to go home to Russia and everyone being like, yay, the queen is back. But it's, yeah, it's somebody who's had a long road, like, finally getting their due, like, particularly domestically.
I wonder if that's the jealous older man or the older figure. We're seeing them jealous, but it's before they get to this point. Like, maybe. If you're taking this as a narrative, it's like, oh, they're looking to this knave, you know, jealous and motivated and driven by spite. But then, finally, long road is done. They get to come home.
That would be rad.
Yeah.
Tarot is so interesting for the purpose of, like, storytelling. Like, I think that you could very easily use it just... to figure out, like, a random story.
Oh, for sure.
It's kind of what it is. It's just because the cards are just, like, plot beats and characters. And you can interpret that as, like, this is the future of my life, or you can make something new.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think anybody is really clairvoyant. If they are, it's not me. It's just people who have really, like, freewheeling and creative minds and, like, are used to accessing that part of them.
Yeah.
ADHD helps. Just anything that, like, you just go off in a million directions at once and associate... That's, like, what tarot reading is. It's, like, in Golden Compass, when she talks about, like, how she, like, every symbol on the alethiometer is, like, you have to think about all the different meanings, and it's yeah. that. Let's ask about the men. What are the men going to do this season? Oh, as soon as I said men. That's really interesting. Okay. I got one, but I want to get, like, a couple more just for, like, a bigger picture. Clarify this for me. Yeah. So, okay, here's what we got. When I asked about men, immediately the second I said men, the Queen of Wands came out.
Ooh.
And the Queen of Wands is, like, an extremely feminine card, but, like, obviously gender is fake, and so this could just indicate a man who has, like, a ton of really, like, sexy feminine energy. Mm. It could be a lot of power, a lot of, like, gravitas. The Queen of Wands is, like, the head bitch that everyone wants to be, and she has, like, she's wearing a fur coat in this, like,
hell yeah.
She's very sexy. So yeah, I feel like we might see, I wonder if we just might see, like, a prominent guy do, like, a very, like, sexy, androgynous, feminine routine. Like, that would be really cool, huh?
God, please.
Please, God.
Johnny Weir is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
That could be that. Who knows?
The cards are just reminding me.
I will say, like, the Queen of Wands in reverse is super, super jealous. Like, this is very, like, Cersei Lannister, like, I'm that bitch, but I'm jealous of everyone who's younger. Upright, very much like, I don't have to worry about it. So,
interesting.
Somebody is going to be really feeling their sexy, sexy oats. It's of the level of, like, the Jason Brown glow up. Maybe we'll get that with somebody God. Else.
Oh, yeah. It is time. We deserve it.
We do. And speaking of Jason Brown, the next card that came out was the Six of Coins. And I immediately thought of Jason Brown because the Six of Coins is all about generosity and charity. And I thought, like, he's the one who immediately I was like, Jason Brown.
Yeah.
Because that's a skater who gives and gives and gives. Like,
yeah.
So I think he's going to have an important season. I don't know if the Queen of Wands is Jason, but I think he's going to be an important player and he's going to continue to, you know, be that charitable person. And I hope that this could mean too, like, other people are going to give back, like, maybe to COVID-related stuff.
Yeah, that would make sense. I would imagine people doing that.
Yeah, we have the King of Cups, which sometimes the King of Cups I'm not a fan of, especially in relationship readings, but I think in an athlete context, it makes totally different. Because in general, the King of Cups is somebody who has their emotions regulated and locked down to a point of, like, maybe too much, like, maybe too compartmentalized, maybe, like, you know those dudes that are like, oh, I don't let my emotions rule me. Like, it's a little that. But I think in an athletics context, it could be good because you want to have a good control over your emotions on the ice and not let them rule you. Like, that is practical. So we could be seeing somebody who's had a lot of emotional stuff in the past, like, really get a good feel for it. I don't know why Shoma popped into my mind as somebody who maybe, like, is coming to a really comfortable and good place with their, like, inner psyche on the ice. That would be good.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Yeah. And then the last card I got from this deck was the Eight of Coins in reverse, which I think is so interesting. So the Eight of Coins upright is all about nose to the grindstone, hard work. Seven of Coins can mean, oh, I don't know, like, I'm putting all my hard work in, but is it really worth it? The Eight of Coins is like, no, I don't even care. I'm not even, like, I'm just so focused on the process. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's the attitude you want when you're like, it's like apprenticeship, like getting better, putting the work in.
Yeah.
In reverse, I feel like we're maybe going to see some people who got lazy or didn't have the opportunity to work as hard during quarantine. Like, something's amiss there. We're going to see a lot of people feel the effects of couldn't or didn't put that hard work in.
I wonder if some people did have, like, the opportunity but just, like, didn't. Or I wonder if people will see this season as lower stakes. Because it's like, oh, yeah, it's kind of more domestic. It's kind of, like, more whatever. I wonder if, like, that will affect some people's mentality about it. Like, not taking it as seriously.
Yeah. The other vibe I'm getting from this, too, which kind of brings up an interesting conversation, actually, that I don't even necessarily feel, like, equipped to talk about. But it can also mean, like, debt or, like, not having money to repay things. And it kind of just made me think of how a lot of these skaters, like, really require, like, competition prize money in order to, like, make their, like, rink fees and stuff. And so I'm wondering how that's going to affect people financially if there's fewer competitions or, you know, how that's going to work. Like, and I don't know the answer, but that could also be, we could see more skaters needing a GoFundMe or something, because who knows?
I will support a skater if I have to. I have 15 cents in my bank account. You too can sponsor
a skater for just one penny a day.
Yeah. If you're here, you're listening to this on Patreon, maybe we'll support a skater's GoFundMe if we get to that.
Yeah. So anyway, that was actually an interesting way to end our paid episode.
Yeah.
But I think that the takeaway is a lot of drama, a lot of mystery. There's gonna be some good plot lines even through quarantine. And if anything, it's gonna make it even more interesting.
I'm excited. I hope the stars and the cards told us some truths. I'm also excited to see how this really pans out in the real world. And I'm so excited to look back on this and see how much the cards got right.
Yeah, and the one thing, although I know, like, last month we talked about P.T. Barnum, and we didn't have a lot of great things to say, but his effect is great for tarot readers, because you can kind of make anything true if you just think about it hard enough.
Yeah,
and
of course. And
so I think you'll find if you think, oh, this is bullshit, think about it a little harder. I think you'll find, no, we were right.
Yeah, and this has been the greatest show. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping our lights on. And
thank you
spending
so
some time with us and the cards. And of course, as per usual, your contributions do help us keep this show on the road. And also contribute to some great causes. We will be posting receipts of the donations we decide to do this month. And yeah, you know where to find us. If you're here, you know how to find us.
You do. And if I'll do a private tarot reading for you if you want to throw me a little bit of cash. Like,
hell yeah.
I don't care. I'm not proud. So let's do this. Yeah, this has been fantastic. Thank you once again so much for supporting us. We are, as we had said before, we're continuing to donate a chunk of these proceeds to various causes. Thank you so much again for your continued support. You guys are the absolute best, and we love you. We'll see you next time.
Love you. Have a good month. Bye.
Bye.